Hello and welcome to The Words, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled, The Gifts of Life and Love.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. Tell me what happened, David bade him. He answered that many of the soldiers had fled the battle, and that many of them had fallen and were dead, among them Saul and his son Jonathan. David seized his garments and rent them, and all the men who were with him did likewise. They mourned and wept, fasted until evening for Saul and his son Jonathan. I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. Most dear have you been to me. More precious have I held love for you than love for women. The word of the Lord. There is among us, worldwide, a more visible manifestation of the very hatreds that strike the human heart. Not only a visible rise of hatred, but also indifference. And there are those who would say that the opposite of love is not hatred, but indifference. And that is more of a challenge sometimes, whether I'm simply indifferent to the injustices, the brutalities, the hatreds in our world. We've seen recently a rise of anti-Semitism once again, along with many other prejudices. This Saturday is a special day because it's also the day the bishops have set aside as a day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children. We know that the whole question of the rights of the unborn, of the morality associated with the protection of life, abortion, that these divide our society. And yet they are not something about which we can be indifferent. But just as there is the question of our coming in some ways to appreciate the gift of life that we've been given, and that none of us are really entitled to take that gift. Likewise, in the text that I chose, certain sections from the second book of Samuel, we could be thinking about the LGBT community and how they, in many ways in the past and into the present, remain objects of either hatred, violence, or indifference. It's an amazing story we have here about David, because David seems to be in love with Jonathan. We know also the story of David and Bathsheba and the extent to which David had gone to win Bathsheba for himself and take the life of her husband Uriah, again not respecting that gift of life. But in the LGBT community, there is still love there that binds people together. And wherever there is love, true love, there is God and a gift from God. And these are gifts which we should recognize and for which we should be grateful, whether that be the gift of life in whatever form, which we never take, or the gift of love, even if it's manifest in ways that might not be the most common. We should recognize it and be thankful for it. Indeed, we need to pause and take a look at our own lives and ask ourselves the question, how do I respond to some of these challenges we find in our world? There is no easy response. We don't want to be indifferent. We want to reach out and make our world a better world. Yet so often we might feel powerless. But at least we can acknowledge to ourselves, within ourselves, the fact that life is a value and that there are ways in which we can speak on its behalf and that we must do so. And that love, even in LGBT communities, is still love. It's still a gift from God. So today, as we kind of ponder this whole sequence of readings we've had, going back to the call of Samuel, the anointing of Saul, the eventual anointing of David, the promise that David brings, the ways in which David has fallen, and now the grief with which he is stricken. We see how true to life these Old Testament stories are, and that they make us think of our own forms of grief. And there are many reasons for grieving in our world today. So let us just do a kind of examination of our own consciences and say, perhaps in what one way might I help to make this world a better world? How might I speak up in a nonviolent kind of way and reinforce, among others, the value of life, of human life, and the value of human love, whether that be married, conjugal, familial love, or love that we find in the LGBT community, or what we find elsewhere in those against whom our societies can become so prejudiced. Let us use this reading and this day as an opportunity for self-reflection and self-examination. God bless you on your own journey.